I call this sparse meeting to order. First item on the agenda is attendance. Our attendance question for tonight is, since it's MLK Day, how has MLK inspired you or not inspired you?
Say that a bit on.
Reverse it at some point. Okay, I'm a communication studies major, and just him as a rhetor is just one of he's one of the most well-spoken, eloquent people, and there's a lot to learn from him. So that's
it. Asgard.
He was a good.
He was a good person.
Yeah.
I like how he started with his own very personal issue and then expanded it to encompass a larger group of people.
Said of a Sandala. Speaker Haberman.
The one person that really comes to mind is his pacifism in the face of danger. I think that is really admirable.
I think it was really good how he didn't kind of resort to violence like Malcolm X did if they were at like the same time.
Speaker O'Connell.
Oh, yes, I also am very inspired by his
Sparse Senator Pemberton?
The non-violence, just purposing against war, cool stuff to me, yeah.
Senator Antes?
Saying he inspired me, really, with his I Have a Dream speech, in which he talked about how we're all Americans, and, the people he was talking to, that we're all Americans, they should treat each other well, and, to judge people based on the quality of their character.
Senator Clark?
I think this goes to like the talk today, but I really admire his theology and how he interwove his faith into like direct action. And I think he's definitely not the first one to do that, and he's not definitely not the last one to do that. But I think it's a very good reminder to people of faith and to theology that it's supposed to be something, at least in Christianity's respect, I agree, that's supposed to be something that is unifying and direct and kind of helps remind of the, like, the core point of Christianity of that, you know, Jesus was up towards you living under Roman oppression. And I think that's easy to forget, and I think it was good that he could, one of the sweet points of reminding people about that.
Chair Martinez.
Yeah, I appreciated the fact of how he went about civil disobedience. And especially respect the fact that he was able to encourage and welcome in so many people from different perspectives, and then also that he was also able to take from others. He didn't really take all the credit. And, yeah.
Chair John.
How much MLK has inspired you?
I don't know history that much, so I can't give like a detailed explanation, but he did a lot of good.
Yeah, I like how he took a bunch of different philosophers and kind of wove them together. Like, he had a good amount of marks. He took from Gandhi a little bit, kind of his whole thing there, but he also had a very unwavering moral stance that he never deviated from, and he never kind of betrayed the people around him, and he never betrayed himself.
President Sang.
I would say that the most important thing for me is the lasting effect that his activism and his inspiration to or like his ability to inspire other people to continue to be active in civil rights and civil social justice work. Just the fact that we're celebrating and doing lectures and stuff today, years and years after his death, is powerful enough. And Administrator Director Nagabiano?
I'll say I love a lot his speech. I think they're so inspiring. I just go listen to them whenever to kind of be inspired. And also, coming to Oakley point, it's he, as a religious leader, he wasn't satisfied with just staying in his church and just preaching to the people. Kind of, he was willing to go out, lead people, even if everybody wasn't sharing the same faith. He was like, we are fighting for a community. And, but he was still grounded in his faith, and he had strong morals and just a strong faith.
All right, with that we have quorum, barely. So now we're going to approve the minutes from last meeting from January 9th. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies with minutes? Discrepancies? Seeing none, minutes are approved. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? None. All right, so moving on to unfinished business. First, we have an update from Diversity Committee through our Administrative Director.
So the chair of Diversity Center is not here in January, so she asked me to present to you the DAPO results, which are on the screen right here. So before I start, the objective of this is to show you the results, and since this was just a chart to ask the students what they think, where they were standing on the DAPO situation, and see if Senate should take an action concerning this. So we had 397 responses, and they were all pretty much equally spread out through freshmen, seniors, sophomores, and juniors. And the main question was, do you support the implementation of the Dakota Access Pipeline? And 60% of the respondents were strongly against the implementation of the DAPO, the Dakota Access Pipeline. 18.5% were against, 6.3% neutral, 8.1% for, and 7.1% strongly for the implementation. And the majors were all represented well. They had different comments. I don't have the time to read all of them right here. But this is just the results of what we have. And I guess the question, maybe two questions you need to ask ourselves are, is this a enough representation of the student body for students to take an action on the Dakota Access Pipeline? And two, what action do we need to take moving forward?
Okay, so seeing as our diversity chair isn't here, that's just an update. But for now, like, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. But we'll get more into discussion about what you think we should do, or you can have more conversations with your constituents in the meantime before we hit spring semester and we have a more full Senate. So right now, are there any questions for our Administrative Director? Senator Hannon?
Forgive me if there was an email that I didn't read. But is there a way that we can access those comments and review them?
I will talk to the chair of the legacy committee.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Questions? Seeing none. Update for ethics committee?
Yes. So over J term, ethics is going to take a look at the hazing policy. And then part of what it means to be in ethics is we can look at the rules, that the school posts, rewrite them, and we'll bring them to Senate, and we can say, you know, yeah, we'd like to make this recommendation for a change. And we talked to the board about that, I think. I'm not entirely sure. Joe Robbins will know the nitty gritty details about that, but yeah, we're going to be doing that, and then we're also going to be looking over the faculty reports.
Are there any questions for our ethics committee representative? Questions? Questions? Seeing none.
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
Ethics meeting after this.
There is an ethics meeting after this. Okay. With that, we'll move on to our next item under unfinished business regarding the guest bus. So the email was sent out on Friday evening / Saturday morning. I can't remember when I sent it out. But I haven't received any response from the student body besides one student who emailed regarding the incident itself, and I just got that today. So there isn't any, like, it's not, like, in opposition to the email. So I think, from what I understand, it was well-received or understood. But besides that, did any of you hear anything? I open the floor for, I guess, comments. Senator Oscar?
So when you sent out the email, I was with a couple of my friends, and we all received the email at the same time. And the good thing was that everyone read it, so people know that, you know, this is happening and this has happened. So I think we did a good job conveying the message, and people have actually seen.
Any other discussion regarding the Gusmos in general?
Wednesday numbers have been dwindling, and so it looks like we're only going to need one Gusmos on Wednesdays instead of two. So I would like to move to charge co-presidents to reduce the guest bus on Wednesdays to just one bus.
Is there a second? Second goes to Senator Barron. Okay, I open the floor to discussion on the motion to charge the co-presidents with limiting the bus to on Wednesday to one bus. Senator Clark.
Yeah, so I've been hearing this too, but can someone clarify where this information is coming from, or if this is actually...
Right, so this information is coming from me, because I've been in contact with Wayne Albers, who's in charge of the St. Peter Transit system and our, like, collaboration with them. And based on the data, he hasn't, like, suggested that we do this or anything, but based on the data, there's fewer riders that could be accommodated with one bus alone on Wednesday nights. And they're also having a harder time hiring people on Wednesdays because it's the middle of the week, and so no one really wants to work that late. So both of those reasons having been heard, it just seems logical to only have one bus on Wednesday. It would also be saving us money as Senate. I hope that answers your question. You saw
yeah,
before?
Definitely. Then I'll just comment quick. I think this is an obvious move that we should do. There's no point of making them have to find a bus driver and for us to pay to a bus that doesn't have people built. So I support it. I yield.
Senator Barron?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I just wanted to clarify. Are the numbers, is it just for the entire year, like, have been dwindling, not just, like, the winter or a certain season necessarily?
Right. So the numbers have been less on Wednesdays just in general this year.
Okay.
And so it's not just, like, January people on campus. It's just, in general, there's less people going out on Wednesdays.
Yeah, it seems like an easy fix. Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Senator
Antes? Senator Arshad?
Are you?
Parliamentarian Sala?
Yeah, so I rode the Gus bus on a Wednesday this last week, and I was the only one on there. And I talked to the Gus bus driver a little bit because I kind of recognized the opportunity. Hey, look, I could have a conversation with the bus driver about the Gus bus on Wednesdays. And, basically, all he had to say was he confirmed that numbers are dwindling, but he voiced a very small concern about with one bus driver, it's really stressful and they kind of have to be all over the board. And it's really stressful on the driver for that, just the one person, but I don't know how much it would affect that into your decision making.
Senator Clark.
Just one question. This won't, like, make it more difficult in the future to restart another Gus bus on Wednesdays, right? Like, we just give them a call and start paying them again?
generally be easier to like start again, like to like say how much you want in the fall. It's just, it's rude to just be like, oh, well, now we want one and now we don't, or like,
yeah,
this day
yeah,
we want one,
uh-huh,
this day we don't. I think based on the numbers for this year and based on their, like, Wayne's comments to me, it seems appropriate to only have one bus on Wednesday. I don't think they'd be like, no, you said no once and now we're never going to have this conversation again. That just seems irrational, because like earlier last spring when I was talking to him about this year, we had said we wanted more buses and they found a way to do that, to support that. It depends on the resources, obviously, but I don't think it'd be like an end-all be-all. All right. Any other discussion on this charge? Senator Barron.
Just to clarify, when you talked to Wayne, he said it would like, easily accommodate, like, if they can easily accommodate the numbers with one bus, and wasn't like the very limit or like.
Yes, from my understanding.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Any other discussion on the charge? Senator O'Neill.
And like the drivers themselves don't have any opinion on this, or like, does Wayne care if it goes down to one bus?
Wayne cares about the drivers. I don't. I guess
we're not like putting somebody out of a job or anything like that.
No, because they're already having a hard time finding someone for the job.
I know.
Okay. Any other discussion on the charge? Discussion. Discussion. Seeing none. We're going to take a vote. All those in favor of limiting the, or charging the co-presidents to talk to Wayne about making one bus on Wednesdays, guest bus on Wednesdays, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Charge passes, and we will get that done for you. Any other unfinished business? Unfinished business? Unfinished business? Seeing none? New business. There's supposed to be a budget today, and we have no one representing finance committee, so
we haven't had a meeting.
So there's no budget today. Is there any other new business? New business? New business? Seeing none. Announcements. Me. I was going to announce that Cabinet can meet really quick before we end the meeting, and that it's an okay day, and I hope everyone came to the lecture, or at least streamed it online. It should be archived, so if you haven't, you should listen to it. It's pretty cool. Yeah, that's about it. Any other announcements? Announcements, seeing none. Adjourned.